Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Grapevine Wash Local District Board of Trustees meeting for June 3rd. It is 4:03 p.m. As a roll call, we have all board members except for Dick Miller, who I think will be joining, or at least he was planning on joining us. So we will start first with, are you sharing the screen? I'm not seeing it yet. The agenda.
It's the minutes. Let me share right now.
That would be great.
And if you'd like, I can read over the agenda if needed.
It was May 15th, right? We have
correct,
approval
yeah.
on the agenda of the May 15th, 2025 minutes. If you've had a chance to look at those, would I have a motion to approve them?
So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Davis. The motion is to approve the minutes of May 15, 2025. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing and hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. Next item is resolution 2025-06. I need to turn to my phone so I can read it here. All right. So if you would go to the resolution, this adopts the tentative budget and then requires us to pick a date today that we advertise for the public hearing. The date must be picked in the same meeting where you adopt the tentative budget. And then if you have a tax increase, which this does, then you can combine the two notices together for the same meeting. And then we just walk through the process. I'll work with Brecken as the district clerk on the specifics of how the property to advertise. But before we discuss the date, if we could turn it over to David to have a discussion of the budget itself. We're going to do this in more detail, obviously, at the public hearing. But just if you would give us the overview, that would be great.
Okay, would you like me to share my screen?
Yes, if you would, that would work. If you could just show the budget that way. It's attached to this packet, but
okay.
Let you control.
Okay, that sounds good. Let me make this a little bit bigger so everyone can see that. So here is the budget. I kind of like to start in the general fund and then kind of go through it and come backwards to the full picture. But we have budgeted based on some of the estimates for the current year and for the upcoming items for the following year, for the 2020 fiscal year 2026 budget. Anticipated an ending fund or a beginning fund balance of $136,544, and then combined with revenues of property taxes and interest income, give us a total available $141,000 to cover $135,000 of expenditures that are anticipated, and so that's accounting, auditing, insurance, district administration, legal, and some miscellaneous fees. And that would leave us an ending fund balance of $6,312 and $3,312 of working capital fund there. moving on to the debt service fund, we've anticipated a beginning fund balance of $10,484,000 and estimated interest income $300,000, property taxes $15,255, and then we would have a bond interest payment coming out of the capitalized interest fund of $2,450,000, and we'd have paying agent fees of $4,000, and that would give us an ending fund balance of $8,345,000 there. And in the second debt service fund for the 2024A2 series, we anticipated a beginning fund balance of $12,618,000. Interest income, $450,000 is our estimate. And then we'd have a debt service payment of $2,904,825. Again, that would be coming out of our capitalized interest, and that would leave a remaining $3,816,000 out of that. And that would give us an ending fund balance of $10,159,376. In the capital projects fund, we anticipated a budget, our beginning fund balance of $44,198,000. And then interest income, we've estimated at $850,000. And we have budgeted the entire remaining, total fund balance, $45,000 available, and then $19,000 would be capital outlay with the $19 million and $25 million transferred out to other funds, and that would give us an ending fund balance of $0. So with that, let me open it up. If there's any questions or anything you just wanted to look at, or any concerns about anything, things that you wanted to discuss a little more.
The question I have is on the under our covenants, or under the bonds, I believe we this year we do need to impose the 6 mils, even though it really doesn't do much until starting next year when we have sold lots. But so this tax shown assumes the 6 mils based on the values, right?
Correct. And I'll just show a quick, here we have the calculation based on the value, the certified assessed value of 2.5 million and the 6 mils, that gives us $15,255.
And then we have the other one,
the operational
0.008, but it's down to 0.006 something, right? Because of the,
yeah. So last year it was at 0.00, so 30621. And to get the exact same amount of revenue as the previous several years, it would drop again to a 0.000499.
And I wondered, since we're doing a tax increase, if we should just go back up to the point, to the eight, it's not 8 mils, I guess it's 0.8 mil.
0.8 mil is the yeah.
It wouldn't generate a lot of revenue. We could wait a year. Our plan has been that we will maximize that, because that is what's going to pay for the operational expenses of the community center and the pocket parks that aren't dedicated to the town but are still owned by the district. Those are the operational sides of this, but it's such a small dollar amount. I just wondered about going ahead and keep doing it, because it's going to keep going down unless we have the tax increase each year to keep it up there.
Right.
I don't know if we should just skip a year or go ahead and do it.
If we were to bump it up to that.
What's the additional? That's what.
It's just under $800 additional revenues to the for the operating budget.
Just under what? Say again.
$800. So it goes from 1268 to 2034.
Okay. Okay. Why don't we just, I don't know, how do you feel, board? I'm just thinking, let's just leave it for this year and we'll just.
I don't think it's that much to mess with this year. I mean,
I agree.
As we grow, obviously, we're going to want
to. We're going to have to. We're going to have tax increase each year, because as when we file the plat, that's what's going to jump the value, is because the assessors wait until you have a final subdivision, an actually recorded subdivision. Now each lot is valuable. Right now it's just one big, or these gigantic parcels, so it doesn't have much value. But as those houses then get sold, our obligation is to keep it at the 6 mils. Because it's going to drop down automatically to get the same revenue, and we're going to have to keep raising it to the 6 mils to generate the cash that's needed to pay for the bonds. And so we're going to be doing it every year, and I figure, oh, we could just go to the 0.8 mil or the operation side starting next year and make that part of our process. What, any suggestions from you, David?
I, well, my only thought is, Paul, I forgot we were going to have to do that as a, as, but it's, it makes perfect sense as you explain it. As we grow, we'll have to continually raise it. Why wouldn't we raise it now?
Yeah, good point, Mike. If we're already doing it, why not?
I mean, we're going to have to do it. Why wouldn't we just get in the flow of doing it? I
And
don't,
always just going back up to the 8 mils,
yeah.
8 mils every year.
I
Good,
get it's
good.
not going to generate a lot, but,
No, I valid point, Mike.
but
I think
raising
that's
it now.
yeah. Just
Yeah.
raise it now because we're going to do a tax increase hearing anyway, and we're going to be doing a tax increase hearing every year until it stabilizes or until you have sufficient revenue to make debt service. We can do a lower tax in some future year if it's generating sufficient revenue. But right now, we're going to have to maximize it each time until we really get over the next, four or 5 years. We'll be doing that.
Especially where it's at. Yeah, I think we can
Yeah.
raise.
So what would be the benefit to
Okay.
waiting a year then?
That's my
The
point.
benefit. Yeah, we might as well. Mike's point is it isn't a lot of money if we get into the habit of doing that and make that just part of our process each time to make sure we're always at the 6 mils and the eighth of the mil. That's probably a good thing to do.
Yeah,
Just to
that
have the
sounds like
practice of it. So let
sounds like a wise habit to be in. Just start now.
Yeah, I think so. I think I think Mike made a great point, and I'm with it.
Agreed.
Does anybody have any other questions about the budget? Now, again, we're going to have a public hearing and go through this, finalize. And also, we have to have a at the same one, we'll have a hearing on the tax increase. There's no residents yet, so it's just the landowner. Nevertheless, we'll have a public hearing on the budget and combined with a public hearing on the tax increase. So our job then is now we have to pick a date for this hearing. The budget requires a 7 days notice. The tax increase requires a 14-day notice. But because we're less than 20,000, I can't remember what the standard is. And by the way, if you have an operation budget less than 250,000, which we do, you can give a different kind of a notice. But because we have millions, they're not operation, but we have those other millions of bonds, I think we'll just give the regular kind of notice, but it's still 7 days and 14 days. So I was going to suggest 3 weeks from now to have the hearing, the 24th, June 24th. I know Dick didn't join today, but Tuesday today at 4 o'clock were good days, or at least today was. He liked this later in the afternoon, so I don't have his input. But we have to advertise the date. We got to know the date, so we got to pick it. So how is your
4 p.m.
June 14th?
That 4 p.m. 20 June 24th is open for me.
Okay. How about you, Davis?
Checking now. Let's see here. Did you guys say the 24th? Yes, 2 3 weeks from today. That should be good. That's a good day.
And how about our CLA friend? Does that work for you guys?
That works well for me. I'll let
Okay.
Shelby speak for herself.
Yeah, works good for me too.
Okay. Let's do that. So let's come back to the agenda. We have resolution 2025-06, adopting the tentative budget and setting the public hearing date. So in who Davis or Mike, whoever makes the motion, if you would, as part of your motion to approve it, also set the date, June 24th at 4 o'clock. Do I have a motion?
A motion to approve
Resolution
resolution is a
2025-6.
2025-06.
Yes, 06.
That's 06, excuse me. I move to approve resolution 2025-06.
And set the hearing date for
And set the hearing date for June 24th, 2025
at 4 o'clock.
at 4 o'clock.
Thank you. Mike, do you second that?
Second.
Excellent. Okay, we have motion and second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 It's unanimous. All right.
Just one last
We have no
question
other business
before
list.
one last
Yes,
question
sure.
before we go regarding the budget. There's no, I know we're small, but there's no anticipation of this budget changing between now and the 24th, correct?
It will change because of what we just
Oh
told our
yeah.
CLA
Yeah.
to do is
Yep. Good
to go
point.
ahead
Good
and
point.
increase the other tax. And what you showed me, I didn't notice, is was that last year or was that the official certified tax rate for this year for us that you just showed us, or is that the have they given the sometimes they don't give them out till later. Do you know, David, what you showed, if that was the official state tax commission certified tax rate?
It is saying, so it's the proposed tax rate value on from their site is what we pulled. And then we have to submit this to the state in order to get it finalized, which is
Okay,
part of the
okay.
process that we will be going through the next week or so.
The county sends the values to the state, and then the state sets the rate and then sends it back. I haven't seen the official letter, but they may have sent it to the county. But let's assume that's it. But to answer your question, Mike, it'll change because of the operations, and it could change if that's not certified tax rate. If it's not the official, then that could change. But if that is the official one, then it won't change.
I just wanted target areas to check between the two, so that's great.
Okay. Good question. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. A second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, we are officially adjourned and it's 4:20 p.m.